This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Nancy Hanson, H-A-N-S-O-N, date of birth 1/20/1955. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Hanson with hypertension, a history of low magnesium, and previously documented renal magnesium wasting related to treatment for breast cancer chemotherapy and proteinuria. Her last visit was July 8th of 2025. She's feeling well. She has been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis since her last visit and is seeing a rheumatologist in Mount Pleasant. She was unable to take tamoxifen after about 6 months due to severe side effects, and she is feeling better now that she's off that. And she has been started on methotrexate and folic acid as well as prednisone for treatment of rheumatoid arthritis currently. She thinks that it is getting better. It's mostly located in her left foot and her right hand and wrist area, the joint abnormalities. And her right breast was removed for breast carcinoma about a year ago, and that's when she was started on tamoxifen. But that was only used for about 6 months before it needed to be stopped. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Medications, I want to highlight the losartan 25 milligram daily, aldactone 25 milligram daily, labetalol 200 milligram twice a day. The new meds were methotrexate, folic acid, prednisone, also amlodipine 5 milligram daily. She's on Lantus insulin and Humalog with meals. And amlodipine, I already said that, amlodipine. Also Synthroid and some vitamin, B12, vitamin D3. Physical exam, weight 200 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 82, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 150/90. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 18th. Actually, July 9th, 2025, we have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 432. And that was when losartan was started. And her thyroid studies were normal at that time. Her creatinine was 0.99. Normal electrolytes, except for carbon dioxide, low at 18. And CBC, normal white count. Hemoglobin 12.1, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, one, hypertension, currently elevated in the office today, most likely secondary to the addition of prednisone for the rheumatoid arthritis. The patient is trying to follow a strict low glucose diet as well as takes her Lantus and Humalog insulins. To proteinuria, and she was started on the losartan. We do need to recheck the microalbumin to creatinine ratio with her next lab, which should be done this month. And she will have labs every 3 to 6 months for us, and a follow-up visit will be done with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.